Disc 1. Out of Control by Suzanne Brockman. Read by Norma Lana.
Prologue. At about 05:30 that very morning, Ken Wildcard Carmody became a terrorist. It wasn't a career move he would normally have made, especially on such short notice, with no time to prepare properly. But seeing how it was a direct order, he had no choice but to embrace it completely. "You believe you'll be rescued in a matter of a few short hours, don't you, Mr. Bond?" he asked his hostage, an SAS enlisted named Gordon McKenzie, who was sitting, tied up, on the sagging floor of the hut they'd finally chosen as Tango HQ. "But such an easy escape? No, it is not to be." "Ah, Christ!" Gordy rolled his eyes along with his R's, sounding as if he were doing an excellent imitation of Scotty from Star Trek, except, hot damn, Jim, the Scottish accent was for real. "Here we go, on the move again. Is that what you're trying to tell me?" Kenny slipped neatly from evil overlord to Yoda. "Try not," he told Gordy solemnly as he untied the rope that held the Scot's feet. "Do or do not." He grinned. "And in this case, my friend, what I need you to do for me is strip." Gordon sighed. With his dark hair cut close to his scalp, his dark brown eyes and his lean build, he looked more like George Clooney than the rather portly chief engineer of the Starship Enterprise. "Kenneth, be reasonable, lad. It's a training op. You're only supposed to pretend to be the bad guys. Don't you know if you let my boys catch you and liberate me, you'll be home in your girlfriend's bed before 22:30? His girlfriend's bed. The rest of the SEALs who were playing the part of Ken's merry band of nasties got very quiet. Too quiet. What, did they honestly think those...